Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason alongside Scott Zolak. Scott, you came back for week two.
Yeah, week two. Week one wasn't so bad. We went back, watched the tape.
I thought we did all right.
Corrected some of your errors, and we're back for another one. So.
Exactly. Well, the Patriots took a 17-16 win today, and I thought there was some good, there was some bad, so let's start with the good. I thought the defensive line was a highlight for me. What about you?
Yeah, I think, you know, you look at Chandler Jones, and he continues to build off a great offseason where it looks like he's healthy, the hip looks good. Guys like Dominic Easley, fully healthy. He's got the two knee braces. We're starting to see some explosion there. You obviously got Brown in the middle. I mean, we know what Ninkovich can do. It was good to see Jerod Mayo get back in the mix, and we understand now why at the end of the year he's your team's leading tackler usually. Hightower even got in there a little bit. And of course, Jamie Collins making some nice plays.
On the other side of the ball, we have to talk about the offensive line. Three rookies starting today, and it just seems like the run game is stalled. Tom Brady even seemed uneasy in the pocket. What are you seeing from the offensive line?
Well, I think, you know, if this was a playoff game, I think Stork would have played in the middle. He would have been the center. Wendell would have played. You know, so you're getting two veteran guys back. But I think the rookies have done a nice job. I mean, David Andrews is asked to do a lot to play the center position, especially with, you know, the franchise behind him and the shotgun. I think they'll be fine week one against Pittsburgh, because when you set that front, you need to account for Gronkowski, Edelman, Chandler. We saw a guy like Scott Chandler tonight make a nice play. They'll be fine.
Tom Brady did settle in, and he had that nice touchdown pass to Scott Chandler. And we actually caught up with some video. Chandler's wife posted a video of his kids' reaction to their dad scoring the first touchdown of the game. So take a look at that. That's too cute. You can't get enough of that kind of stuff.
That's the nice thing about this league. Whatever team you play on, your family has to go and support you. So you throw away the Buffalo Bills jerseys. We don't like those. But he looks good out there, number 88. So the kids are happy. You know, dad's making money. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Any final thoughts?
No. I mean, like, why are we playing this game next week, week four? I mean, you see James Devlin go down tonight. I think that's a really tough loss for this team. A lot of tenacity, tough kid. I mean, you shouldn't be able to play any of your ones or twos next week. We're going to see a lot of threes and fours. You and I will be standing here, but it'll be Gillette Stadium this time next week, thanking God that that fourth preseason game is over.
And then all we have to look forward to is the regular season.
Yep, Pittsburgh Steelers week one.
All right, guys. Well, that'll wrap it up for Patriots Today. I'm Miranda Mason alongside Scott Zolak. We'll see you next time.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.